It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado could have its first coronavirus vaccines next week. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
This could be the beginning of the end of the pandemic, but the end is going to take a while for most Coloradans. Here's how Governor Jared Polis described it this week.
This vaccine is really the gateway to the end of the pandemic, to return to normalcy. So let's double down in the next few weeks and months.
Colorado is finalizing orders for about 142,000 doses of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, but that's only enough to get started. When they arrive, the immunizations will be limited to the most exposed healthcare workers and people in long-term care facilities. This spring, the state will ramp up vaccinations for people with high-exposure jobs and certain medical conditions, but the general public may have to wait until next summer. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Republican outgoing chair of a legislative audit committee is calling members back to the state capitol next week for a hearing on election integrity. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The committee will hear testimony from expert witnesses on the integrity of Colorado's election and Dominion voting systems. By law, all Colorado counties conduct risk-limiting audits after each election and double-check the scanning machine's tallies against the actual votes on the original paper ballots. This year's audits did not uncover any problems. The Secretary of State certified Colorado's election earlier in the week. A Democratic committee member called this last-minute meeting a waste of time. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A Colorado startup says it has taken a big step toward building a better electric car battery. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Solid Power operates a production line in Louisville. It makes solid-state batteries, which have long promised to increase the affordability and range of electric cars. Doug Campbell is the CEO. He says the company can now produce battery pouches the size of an envelope, which is actually a big deal for electric car makers.
It may seem trivial, but it is not in the industry. The industry has been clamoring for all solid-state battery cells, and we're basically the first, at least here in the United States.
Solid Power has partnerships with Ford, Hyundai, and BMW, which all have plans to build far more electric vehicle models in the coming years. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.